On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to visit Kentucky, pay our respects to the mythical tortoise, and you're going to get the fast path towards wizard status. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 36. This is the show where you're going to learn about new acoustic guitar gear, discover new acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your absolute best acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you five guitar geek items that absolutely must be on your radar. But before I dive into that, we have to do a little Acoustic Tuesday tradition, which I like to call Guitar Geek Trivia. Here is your Guitar Geek Trivia question for the day. When playing the Grand Ole Opry for the first time in 1949, who got called back for an unprecedented 6 encores? Was it A, Minnie Pearl, B, Bill Monroe, C, Ernest Tubb, or D, Hank Williams? Go ahead and ponder that. And of course, at the end of the show, I will reveal the answer. Now, Acoustic Tuesday would not be Acoustic Tuesday without some really special things, one of which is that it is actually Tuesday, and two of which are actually standing right here, none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. I, and of course, Levi Tequila, the runner, Coila. Gentlemen, you're looking svelte today.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think it's the run. No, it was more of a body image thing. About the clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I ran one little lengthy foot race, and now I am fully fit.
You're wearing some cool jeans.
Yeah.
No, are you doing okay today?
I'm doing fantastic,
good.
Tony. Thank
good.
You.
I want to be on par with Levi because he ran, what was it, 6 miles? What was
6.2 miles.
It was a whole whopping six.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of miles.
He was telling us tales about the run, so it was nice. It was nice to hear him out there hitting the pavement, as they say.
You'd be, very impressed with the preparation that I put into this race.
It was nice of your wife to stay with you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just say that this was the first 6 mile run that I've done all year. So it worked out. Got to the end. So.
Well, we're proud of you nonetheless, and we're
Thank
happy
you.
That you made it back. Well, I think we're just going to dive into the guitar geekiness today. We're going to start with item number 5. Every now and then, a book comes along that not only is a focus on an artist, but also sheds light on that artist's impact on a certain genre's history. And the book I'm referring about today that does that exact thing is called Kentucky Traveler, My Life in Music. It's by Ricky Skaggs and Eddie Dean. This book is chocked full of some of the juiciest, coolest stories that I have read. It was fascinating to read. And let me tell you, I'm a huge Ricky Skaggs fan. I absolutely love Ricky Skaggs. I love his harmony singing, probably first and foremost, his mandolin playing, his fiddle playing, his banjo playing, his guitar playing. He's a wizard of all things strings. But I've always looked at it purely from, I admire that artist. I never really understood his place in the pantheon of bluegrass greats, and he is there. I mean, this book goes into stories about when he first met Bill Monroe, stories about when he played with Flat and Scruggs on their TV show, stories about when he played with the Clinch Mountain Boys, when him and Keith Whitley kind of joined forces and did a couple albums, and I mean, the cast of characters in this book is truly, truly inspiring. They did a fantastic job writing it, and in typical biography form, it has the obligatory photo section in the middle, the glossy pages, which are always a treat to look at. So make sure to check out this book, and if you don't know who Ricky Skaggs is, and you want a little insight into his life, I found a really cool interview about him describing his first encounter with Bill Monroe, which is covered in the book. But I wanted you to get a taste of it because it's just a great story. So let's have a look.
I played with Bill Monroe when I was 6, actually. Martha, Kentucky, 1960. And that was the night I met Bill Monroe. A started on mandolin here when I was five. My dad bought me a half pint size, which is about this big, you know. I mean, just very, very small. Been playing in church with my mom and dad, and playing, you know, just around little, you know, grocery stores and stuff like that. And so while Mr. Monroe was on stage, the neighbors in the hood started shouting out, you know, let little Ricky Skaggs get up and sing a song, you know. And so he didn't pay much attention, you know, Mr. Monroe didn't. So they did another few songs. And finally, after a while, they'd shouted out again. So I think he wanted to put an end to it, you know. And so he called me up, you know, on stage. And so I played his big, I mean, he had an F5 size. I mean, he had the Lord Lore, you know, the one that's down at the Hall of Fame, you know. And so he had this boot string that he wrapped around there and put it on and made it fit me, you know. It's like, yeah, you know. So I sang the Osborne Brothers song, Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? You know, I had no idea what she was mad about. I just liked the song, okay. That was the night I met Mr. Monroe, and I always have loved him for doing that one good deed to me. I mean, if he never did anything else, letting me get on stage with him at 6 years old, that might not mean much to a six-year-old nowadays.
That was Ricky Skaggs sharing just one of the plethora of stories discussed in that book. And again, that book is Kentucky Traveler, My Life in Music, written by Ricky Skaggs with Eddie Dean. And it's just it's really a treat to read. It's a fun book. It's a quick read. It looks a lot longer than it is, but it's a very quick and easy read. So I recommend it strongly, especially if you like Ricky Skaggs, especially if you like bluegrass music. And if you happen to like both, well, the book is pretty much written just for you. Moving on to item number 4, something that will absolutely supercharge your playing. It's official. Fretboard Wizard enrollment is finally open. I am so excited. This is a course that I run 2 times a year. Some people have been waiting 6 months to get into Fretboard Wizard, and enrollment is finally open. I am super, super excited. This is a course that really will change your whole view on how to play guitar and your whole view on what your guitar journey means. It's really incredible. In fact, I'm so excited I can't do a good job of describing it. So there's a video I want you to watch that really shows what's all contained in the Fretboard Wizard course and how it will help you. Here's how the Fretboard Wizard 3-step learning process works. Step 1, learn each concept. Step 2, confirm your understanding of each concept. Step 3, reinforce each concept by bringing it to real-world guitar playing. What exactly is Fretboard Wizard? Fretboard Wizard is the absolute best program for new and intermediate guitar players who want a fluid, real-world understanding of the fretboard. It's a 5-week interactive training program that'll give you the foundation to make your own music, find melodies with ease, achieve fluent improvisation, and use the entire fretboard to expand your musicality and explore new musical ideas. The program focuses on learning how to first figure out the song's key by ear. This will allow you to quickly play along and even dissect it to figure out its chords and melody. Then you'll learn how to figure out the chords to any song by ear, so you can decode chord progressions. Then you're going to learn to transpose any song to any key at will, so you can play with other musicians comfortably in any key. And finally, you're going to understand the improvisation and melody framework, so you can have a system to improvise and an endless well of good musical ideas, whether you're soloing at a jam or creating your own melodies. Who is Fretboard Wizard for? Students range from beginners to players that have experience but are just stuck in a guitar rut. So if you're an aspiring guitarist with hopes to finally lock in fretboard fluency and complete understanding, Fretboard Wizard is for you. Who is Fretboard Wizard? I am so pumped that Fretboard Wizard is finally open. I mean, literally, this has created light bulb moments and small wins for an absolute ton of people. Now, there's some crucial things to know here. Fretboard Wizard is only open 2 times a year, and the enrollment period ends on May 3rd. Okay, Fretboard Wizard enrollment is open now, but the enrollment period ends on May 3rd. So if this sounds like something that resonates with you, if this sounds like something that you want to participate in, now is the time to act on it. You could go to fretwiz.com, learn about the pricing, read stories from people that have gone through the program, and get really an in-depth look at each of the modules, each of the lessons that are discussed within Fretboard Wizard. Now, if you're catching this after May 3rd and you're thinking, man, I wish I would have known about that before. It's okay. You're actually still in luck because you can go to fretwiz.com and sign up for the wait list, which is very, very important because then you'll get notified when the next round of Fretboard Wizard opens, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Like I said, it has changed a ton of guitar players' lives. It's really, really fascinating to see people go through the program and see how they enter it and then see how they leave it and how much their guitar lives have changed. So again, that's fretwiz.com. Get all the pricing details and, of course, make sure to hit that by May 3rd if you want to get in on this round of Fretboard Wizard. Now, I've got a really cool artist that I'm listening to this week, one that is near and dear to my heart. But before I go there, we have to have a look in the mailbag. Now, I have to say that the mailbag was pretty hefty this week, and I got something that I'm not allowed to show on the show here today. Both Levi and Noah kind of looked at me. They're like, "You can't show that." So I didn't. It's A Perfect Circle's new album. I got it on vinyl, but the cover is a little creepy, apparently. So I'm not going to show that. But I did also get my new issue of Acoustic Guitar Magazine, which I just got out of the mailbox, so I'm excited to dive into that. Always a treat to read. Also, I want to thank the folks at Guitars for Vets because they sent us not one, not two, but three Guitars for Vets t-shirts.
Sweet.
Which I am super pumped to sport. Those literally came in this morning, which I was excited. I just handed it to Noah because I'm like, you've been getting tons of packages, so I may as well just give this to you. I'm sure it's not for me.
Did you guys try yours on yet?
I didn't.
Oh, no, okay. We waited for you for that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. But to be fair, it was addressed to me.
True. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Guitars for Vets. I can't wait to support those. Such an awesome cause, and I can't wait to proudly wear my Guitars for Vets uniform, as are we all. And Noah, you got something in the mailbag too, right? You got a new water bottle?
I did yeah. Get a new water bottle.
Yeah.
Swell.
That's pretty cool.
But my buddy of mine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We forgot to bring this up last time. Hold on. Let me grab it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get this flowery package, and it's like in a red bag,
yeah.
and then it's like in a wooden box, and I open it up, and it's this flask. And can you see this, Levi?
Yeah, it's perfect.
What it says on it there?
It says, "Will you be my best man?"
That's good. Full of dripping emotion. So yes, I will say publicly, Jeremy, I will gladly be your best man.
All right. Okay.
That's fantastic.
All right.
That's like a small win and a mailbag. That's everything.
Okay, now Jeremy, you can make a Facebook post that said, he said yes.
Yeah.
I was talking to Tony. I was like, is there a novelty item that I could send back that says yes?
Yeah.
I'll be?
Yeah. But anyway. I got one more item in the mailbag. You guys don't know about this yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, so there's two. One of them is kind of a digital mailbag, but I have to share it. So since Andrew D., Acoustic Tuesday viewer and Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, sent us the Coulter Wall album, I'm pretty sure all three of us have been infatuated by Coulter Wall. Noah and myself, I mean, Noah's got the wonderful position of actually being next to me while we're working, and he basically listens to all the things that I end up listening to, as does Levi, and Coulter Wall is certainly one of those. Now, Coulter Wall is actually coming to Bozeman to play, and I got his tickets. So that's the first
nice.
Thing. And that's in the second week of May, I think. And then what actually came into the mailbag were these, and these are tickets to see Coulter Wall in Billings the day after. So I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to see Coulter Wall live, and ultra, ultra thrilled to be able to do it with these two fine gentlemen. And that's it for the mailbag, guys.
Okay.
Nothing else came in. I've got other treats next to me, but nothing else came in.
Oh, yeah,
Levi got something too.
But items?
He did. He did have something in the mailbag. He lost it already.
Are we talking about? I mean, the only thing I can think of that Noah might be talking about is my new wallet here. It's a gift. Gift from Mr. Noah Heckman. That's what it came in.
You're welcome.
And, here it is in its full useful. This is the same color as, I'm trying to get it in front of the camera there, same color as my my Ludwig gig bags for my drums. So it's kind of supposed to be the retro Ludwig, like, you know, 1970s stuff.
So when Levi shows up to the gig, he's all matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
He's got like a matching shirt and his wallet.
Hey, could you help me carry my bags in? And then I'll whip the wallet out to give him a tip.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm steering the ship.
We gotta bring us
back on track here. Now, this week I'm listening to a very special artist. This is an artist that I hold near and dear to my heart for a lot of reasons. Number one, she's a fantastic songwriter. Number two, her voice is really incredible. Really, really incredible. I mean, we got a little splash of Emmylou Harris in there, but she's very much her own voice, and it's got this grit and rasp, not in a negative way, just in a perfect way. And I've had the pleasure of playing with this artist since 2014. So for the last 4 years, I've had just the wonderful pleasure of gracing the stage with none other than Christy Hayes. Now, Christy Hayes, as I mentioned, is just an outstanding songwriter. And the way that she crafts her songs, she takes characters out of kind of everyday life, kind of landscape scenes, and she kind of weaves them into these beautiful songs that kind of leave you hanging on every single word. And she delivers them in a way that is just a treat to listen to. Sitting at home listening to her albums is awesome. Being able to play live with her is unreal. It's really outstanding. Now, she splits her time between Austin, Texas and Butte, Montana here. So Butte's just about, I would say, about 90 miles away from Bozeman. So in the summer, that's when I actually get to play with her. And we have a gig coming up at the end of this month, which I'm very much looking forward to. Now, the important thing is that Christy has a brand new album coming out. It's coming out April 27th. It's called River Swimmer. And just so you can get a taste of what Christy sounds like, here's a tune for you. It's called Town Underground, and it's actually written about Butte, Montana. So let's have a listen.
Up the hill, there's an old man who still pours his coffee to the mine's ghostly whistle. And the sun is up high, he goes deep in the earth and comes home with the moon and a sickle. There are mules underground, they're blind as a bear. We treat them like kings of the ore. I'd like to bury my nose down deep in his neck and hear the secrets a king only knows.
All right, so that was Christy Hayes singing Town Underground. Now again, this album was just released on April 27th. You can actually get it via Amazon, and there's a link at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Just click on episode 36. You'll see a link to get that album, as well as a link to get some of her other albums, merchandise, and also her site, so you can see where she's playing. Now, the funny thing is, there's kind of a story that goes along with this. I met Christy at a gig. In fact, I was just, you know, in town, in Bozeman here, minding my own business, and I got a call saying, hey, will you do this gig with me? Now, I had never met Christy, and I didn't know any of her music, but she sent her songs along, and I kind of worked up some parts and things like that on the dobro, and I showed up at the gig, and we played the gig. We had no prior rehearsal, and just things just clicked. So again, playing with Christy is a treat, and I think you'll really dig her music. Her dad's even a guitar geek. He builds guitars and repairs guitars. She plays an old, actually his old guitar, Gibson, I think it's a B25, but just awesome, and just super proud of her and her new album. So please check that out. Again, links are at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. And that's my small win, Noah. My small win is that I get to play with Christy coming up here at the end of the month, and I believe if I'm tuning in here to the mental vibes that are going back and forth, I'm pretty sure you got some small wins queued up.
All right, let's do it. They're coming up.
All right. Speaking of Christy, I have to say I caught you guys at the Mint.
Yeah.
In downtown Belgrade.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, and snapped a picture of you guys.
You did.
While I was there.
I never got that picture.
I'll have to give it to you.
Yeah.
It was just another time of the wife and I going on a date and then having to leave before the food even arrived. Because having a baby with you, it's life, you know?
Yeah.
Hey. Small wins. Ezekiel was our first small win today, and it's kind of cool. It's Ezekiel spelled with Q-U-I-E-L.
Cool.
So that's kind of cool. Ezekiel says, this weekend my wife and I went day drinking and decided to sober up.
Small win!
by spending time at a music store.
Oh, no.
And I have to apologize. I have Southern roots in my family, and so it's very natural for me to just want to like roll into an accent. So I apologize.
Yeah.
So spending the time at the music store sobering up. She's always wanted to learn acoustic, and after watching Acoustic Tuesday this last month, she finally took the plunge after seeing a beautiful Luna Gypsy exotic spalted electric acoustic.
Cool.
It had a wonderful price and sounded as beautiful as she looked holding it. We are now excited to have some hashtag fam jam in the coming weeks.
Nice.
And shout out to the star of the show, Tony's Beard, hashtag Beard Brothers.
Well, cheers. Thanks for sharing your small win. And good job with the new guitar purchase.
Next
and
small
sobering
win.
Up. I mean, that's a lot there. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Next small win comes from Kevin. I just recently completed my scratch build Strat. The guitar came out great. Looks and sounds and plays fantastic. I played it the other night at a gig, and I'm really pleased. It had been over a decade since I built a guitar, and I'm glad to see I've not forgotten how. Next build up later this year will be a Tele influenced by Marty Stewart's Clarence.
Hell yes. Make sure to put a B-bender on that bad boy. That's awesome.
Next one comes from Yon. Small win, it's been almost 2 years since I had to leave my country because of the situation there. I managed to buy an acoustic guitar and restarted to play and making some covers and some oldies. Nice. And I'm not very talented, but channels like yours help me feel motivated and help me to keep playing.
Awesome. Well, cheers. Thanks for watching and thanks for sharing your small win. Fantastic.
All right, I have some extra small wins today.
Mm.
Okay, because we're not going to... we're going to pile up on the small wins today.
Okay.
Next one comes from Meh Bassist. Okay? Meh. Small win, borrowed a guitar for a month and just bought my first guitar, Seagull S6 Cedar Slim.
Ooh, it's a great guitar.
Bought it Saturday and last night hit the F bar chord for the first time.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Great job.
Yeah. Now try that same major bar chord shape on the bass. That's real fun.
Yeah.
Great exercise. Next small win comes from Keith. Ordered bone bridge pins for my Martin D16 GTL.
Cool.
And Tony, GTL is?
Gloss top. L, I'm assuming, is lefty.
All right.
Yeah.
You're good. All right, they came in today, stoked, and loved the show. You guys are awesome, so informative. Thank you, and I am waiting for my Guitar Arsenal t-shirt. Should be in any day now.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thank you, Keith. For the record, Tony's the knowledgeable one. But thank you, just the same. Next small win comes from Bandar. Small win, so excited, just got my Tonewood amp.
Oh, cool.
Can't put my guitar down, it's amazing. You know what, Tony? You should review it. Every acoustic player should have one. It opens up a whole new world.
I've heard that. That's probably the 7th, maybe 10th comment about the Tonewood amp. I've seen it in action from David S. at the Jamboree.
Right.
And I have to get my hands on one just for me, just to try it.
All right. Last small win comes from Jesse. And maybe you guys can give me some insight on this. But he says, small win, band finally gave me a solo and a song. Right? That's great.
That's awesome.
But then he says, unfortunately, it was the solo to cover of the Rolling Stone.
John Mayer tune?
I don't know.
Could be. Could be a Bob Dylan tune. Could be John Mayer tune. Could be a Rolling Stones tune.
It almost like it makes it sound like they gave him the solo, but it wasn't much of a solo.
Okay.
But nevertheless, he got a solo.
Hey, that's a small one if I ever heard one. That's fantastic. That's outstanding. Is that it?
There's our slew of small wins today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing the slew of small wins, Noah. I appreciate that. And of course, if you want your small win featured on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday, it's super easy. In the comments below, just put hashtag small win and go ahead and describe your small win, and we will share it on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. It spreads the positivity, and of course, it helps us guitar geeks unite. Now, I gotta, this next item, item number two is one that's very special to me. Custom instruments, regardless of what they are something guitar geeks behold. I don't care if it's a dulcimer, I don't care if it's a harp, I don't care if it's a mandolin. Custom instruments are amazing. And let me tell you, I'm gonna say the word banjo, but I don't want you to get up and leave, okay? Usually banjo conjures up some very, very bad feelings and people flee for the exits. Don't go, because you need to know about Chuck Lee Banjos in Ovilla, Texas. Chuck Lee is making some of the most incredible custom banjos, open back banjos, I have ever seen. And I'm actually very privileged to own one. I'm gonna show you mine here in a second. But I'm talking custom. I don't think any two instruments out of Chuck's shop are the same. From headstock shape to inlay pattern to wood choice to finish choice to tone rings to even what tuners you put on it, I don't think any of them are the same, and they are all exquisite. I've got a fretless Chuck Lee banjo here that I absolutely love. I actually purchased this from a student of mine, and I don't even know the model name. It's a little embarrassing, but maple neck, maple rim, fretless. It's got geared friction tuners, so they look like friction tuners, but they're geared, and it just sounds really cool. So it's a really cool banjo, but so thanks to Chuck Lee for making such incredible banjos. In fact, Chuck Lee had a really interesting start to his company, and I found an interview where he actually kind of describes it. So let's have a look at that video right now.
And I said, no, you're not listening. I want to take all the money that we might consider our retirement, and I want to buy tools and equipment and jigs and parts. And I was going through the list, and she said, no, you're not listening. I think it's a good idea. We've sold every banjo that we built pretty much before it was finished, and that's taking the advice of a godly woman. That's the main focus behind the banjo company.
All right, so that was Chuck starting the company there, which is a small one in my eyes. His wife was urging him to go forth and start the company, so that's awesome. So thank you very much for starting Chuck Lee Banjos. Now, you've heard me play my fretless banjo, which is on the mellow end of the tonal spectrum. It's got nylon strings and things, but I found a video of none other than Molly Tuttle playing a steel string Chuck Lee banjo you've got to hear it and see it to believe. So let's check out Molly Tuttle playing a Chuck Lee banjo. Tuttle for playing that banjo, but I also want to thank Carter Vintage Guitars for making such exquisite videos. I mean, their videos are shot really well, and the instruments that they feature are outstanding. So thank you, Molly Tuttle, and thank you, Carter Vintage Guitars. Again, what I'm featuring here are the Chuck Lee banjos, and they're just top-notch custom instruments, really made for the player, and they're just the playability and the feel of the instruments are outstanding. So thank you, Chuck Lee, and make sure to check those banjos out. Now, if you go to the Chuck Lee website, you'll notice that it hasn't been updated in some time, which I think it's quite possible he's just really busy building banjos and not focusing on developing his website, which is totally fine. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm pretty sure they're still being made, but I've included a link at AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 36, where you can go and find out if a Chuck Lee banjo is near you at one of their dealers. I know Carter has them. I know that Elderly has them, amongst some other stores that are out there as well. So be sure to check those out. Now, I want to go to item number one. I really just want to blast item number one. But first, I want to know what you think of the show so far. So in the comments below, please share with us your thoughts on the show. Maybe you made a new discovery. Maybe you have a Chuck Lee banjo. Maybe there's a musical artist that you want us to hear. Please leave a comment. And speaking of comments, Noah, I want to visit you again. And I know you have some shout-outs, and I know you have some comments to share. So, Noah, take the mic.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't have comments to share per se.
Okay.
I doubled down on small wins today.
Okay.
However, I am going to do shout outs a little differently.
And I'd like to give
a call to action that what I'd like to start doing is have people who are tuning in say hi and say where they're from.
Oh, I love it.
And then we can start, you know, kind of saying hi back and giving them a shout out back to where they're from.
I love it.
So on last week's episode, we had Stefan, and he said, awesome, from San Francisco.
All right,
that's
cheers.
It. So hi, Stefan. And the other one comes from Savant Unicorn, great moniker.
Yeah.
G'day from Box Hill, North South West Australia.
Wow.
I don't want to do the accent. I think Levi does better there.
I don't know about that.
And he says, he or she says, absolutely love the show, whether I'm having a drink while weeding or having a weed while drinking. And with your permission, I'd like to roll in. We've got several, you know, you're a guitar geek wins.
Oh,
this week.
You don't need my permission for that, Noah. You need to just launch into it because these are great. I haven't had a chance to review last week's episode yet. So.
Okay. Well, here they go. Kevin says, you know you're a guitar geek when your wife asks you how many guitars you really need anyway, when you can only play one at a time. And the answer will always, eternally be, just one more. And Zeeb comes in and says, you know you're a guitar geek when you make a video of why you love Taylor guitars. How about
that? That's a guitar geeky thing to do.
Next up, Mr. Shieldone says, you know you're a guitar geek when you wake up sometime between midnight and 1 a.m. because you're old and you went to bed early, but you gotta pee, LOL. You decide to log into TAC and get a jump on the newest daily challenge. You think you'll be the first to view and complete, but you discover at least three others have already entered comments. You feel cheated, so you set your alarm for the next day, 11:30 p.m., so you can make coffee and be the first one.
That's dedication.
Next comes from Pete. You know you're a guitar geek when your daily guitar practice becomes a priority, especially if you're bummed out, because when you're done, the bad feelings are magically gone.
This is true.
Very true.
Yeah.
Next one comes from Pat. You know you're a guitar geek when, while watching the Acoustic Tuesday show, you break a D string on your 0015M, then spend the next 20 minutes with the show on pause while you change the string and adjust the truss rod for good measure.
Nice. I'm glad the show on pause was a really crucial part of that.
Yeah, right?
Meaning it didn't turn into background. It just, you know, we had to just halt the show for a second.
Frank comes in, says, you know you're a guitar geek when not only do all your guitars have names, your family even knows what their names are.
That's awesome.
This next one is unique because I think it's one that's come in from one of our female watchers and guitar players. Joanne says, you know you're a guitar geek when you realize you've actually coordinated your pick collection and change your picks when you change your guitar so that they match.
That probably happens more often than people
think. That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, you have a matching wallet to your drum kit, so.
That's very true.
Man, these last two are really good. I was trying to decide if I should keep one for the last one, but they're both equally as good. Poor boy Ryder says, you know you're a guitar geek when everyone you know is told you cannot go, or everyone you know is told you that you can't go to the music shop without spousal supervision.
I've run into that a couple of times.
And the last one comes from John today. You know you're a guitar geek when you wake up and select a guitar to play from your guitar arsenal based on the fairness of which one hasn't been played.
That's very, very true. I mean, for in terms of guitar arsenals, right? If you got a whole bunch of guitars, you got to figure out, well, gosh, this one hasn't been getting as much playing time because you don't want them to get jealous. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyways, at this point of the show, I want to ask you to do something very, very, very important, and that is share this show with your guitar geek friends. The whole premise of Acoustic Tuesday is to unite guitar geeks. How do we unite the most guitar geeks possible? Well, you share this show with your friends. So right now, please share the show with your friends. Send them a link to AcousticTuesdayShow.com and have them dig into the past episodes and this current episode. We sure would appreciate it, and of course, they would as well, if they're truly a guitar geek. Now, speaking of guitar geeks, one of the things that defines a guitar geek is that they have a guitar arsenal. What's a guitar arsenal? Well, a guitar arsenal is a collection of guitars that one possesses, and that one person is often referred to as a guitar geek. I have two fantastic guitar arsenals for you today. The first one is brought to you by Gina M. Now, Gina, I gotta say, first of all, I absolutely love this guitar arsenal, and I think I love the email that accompanied this guitar arsenal as well, because it was pretty funny and pretty outstanding. So let me share with you first what's in Gina's collection. She has a Taylor K24 CE, a Taylor 314 CE, a Taylor Custom Jumbo 12 string, a Taylor GS Mini Ecoa. Pretty sure she likes Taylors, just saying. An Emerald X20 Opus, a Gibson Les Paul, a Crook Custom Tele, a Kala Ukulele, and a D. Douglas Custom Canjo. Yes, a banjo made from a can. And her email goes on to say this. Who knew a simple photo of a guitar arsenal would take so much work? Took a while to get it all to come together. Shirt, stands, guitars, pets, photographer, etc. But I'm proud to finally present my guitar arsenal. At least as it is today, because every guitar geek knows that you could find yourself adding to it tomorrow. And Gina also goes on to explain that the name of her dog is also Taylor, inspired by the first Taylor guitar that she got. Now that is a true guitar geek, and because there was such a rigmarole getting everything together, she forgot the glass of bourbon that she wanted to include. But that's okay, Gina. We appreciate you sharing your guitar arsenal with us. Thank you very much. Let's move on to Guy B sharing his guitar arsenal with us. And let me tell you, the guitar he's holding has an interesting story. Here's what Guy's email says. Here we have a poor man's guitar arsenal, but I love every minute of it. In the late 60s and 70s, I was a harp-playing drummer that was always told to put that guitar down. Now retired, I figured, what the hell, and I love it. With your guys' help and great direction, I'm catching on slowly. I know it doesn't matter, but in the pick is a Fender Dread 1971 Yamaha from a PX in NAMM. I'm holding my Ovation that got caught in an electrical fire we had here a few months ago. Cracked across the top. Saving up for something better. Thank you guys for everything you do. You do make a difference. Later from sunny rural Florida. And he also put a little tag in there. Go Tampa Bay Lightning. Apparently Guy is a hockey fan. And I got to tell you what, Guy, that's a hell of a guitar arsenal. And I love you sharing the stories with us. So thank you for sharing that. If you want your guitar arsenal featured on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday, it's super easy. Three steps. Number one, get yourself a Guitar Arsenal shirt. There's a link right beneath this episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Just click on it, order your favorite size, your favorite color, boom, you got a Guitar Arsenal shirt. Next step, put that Guitar Arsenal shirt on and then go ahead and gather up all of your guitars, your pets, your family members, whomever is involved in your guitar journey. Gather them all up together and take a picture. Third step, please email that picture to us here at support@tonypolacastro.com and your guitar arsenal will be featured on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And don't forget in the subject line to put hashtag guitar arsenal. That's what sends up the little red flag so we know that, holy smokes, we got a whole new batch of guitar arsenals coming in. It's that easy. And we love seeing and hearing about your guitar arsenals. There's some pretty awesome stories out there, even in previous episodes of Acoustic Tuesday. Some great stuff. We're here at item number one. Gentlemen, we're in the home stretch, and let me tell you, item number one, every now and again, an accessory comes along that knocks my socks off, okay? Now, back in the day, tortoise shell picks were all the rage, right? But in 1973, it became illegal to buy, sell, trade, use tortoise shell material for anything, hairbrushes, makeup, jewelries. I don't know if it was used in makeup, but jewelry, whatever the case may be. Well, guitar players love the material, tortoise shell, for their guitar picks. It has an incredible stiffness and a signature tone. It's warm yet crisp. It's articulate, it flexes, yet it's stiff enough to produce really killer notes and have a great hand feel. It's almost as if it just slices through the string. Well, I'm happy to tell you that this pick, no turtles were harmed in the making of this pick. This is a Hentz Happy Turtle pick directly from Germany. Yes, all the way from Germany. This is a pick that is made to feel, made to sound just like tortoiseshell, but it is not tortoiseshell. It's made out of a material called milkstone, which is a casein. Think of it a milk protein, okay? And it really has a fantastic feel in your fingers. It has an outstanding tone. It's kind of a nice, thick, warm tone, but the notes are very clear and defined. I don't know how else to describe it other than totally awesome. This pick, it feels outstanding as it goes through the string. It's very, very stiff. It doesn't flex. In fact, I got the thicker. This is a 2 mil, I believe. They make a thinner one, but be careful on the thinner picks with this material because it has a tendency to, because it's so stiff, it can crack if you try and flex it. So don't flex it. And another thing to look out for on this pick is that since it is an organic material, if it gets wet or damp, it can actually crumble or be brittle once it dries out. So no going through the washing machine with these picks. But let me tell you, the tone is absolutely outstanding. I've been playing on this pick for 2 weeks now, and in terms of it wearing, it wears beautifully, and as in fact, it wears almost like I can't even see an indication that I was playing with it. So it holds its shape incredibly well, and the sound is awesome. You can get these picks at Artisan Guitars down in Nashville. It's the only place I've found that actually has them. And so thank you, Artisan Guitars down in Nashville, for stocking these picks. But this isn't the only material that Hens Picks makes. Now this is the Happy Turtle material. It comes in the standard pick shape as well as a triangle pick shape. And that's that milk protein called milkstone that they use for this. There's also the Creamy Speed pick, which is kind of a high-tech self-lubricating plastic. Then they also have the Midnight Blue pick, which is a high-impact plastic. And then I just found on their website that they have this thing called the Grunge, I have it written down, the Grunge Triangle, which is actually made out of hard rubber. And it's interesting because each of the picks kind of has their parallel. The Happy Turtle pick is definitely on par with the Red Bear pick. The Cream Speedy pick is kind of along the lines of Blue Chip. And I would say, not having tried the Midnight Blue one, I would say that's probably on the lines of Altex, maybe something along those lines. Not 100% sure, but just so you can kind of wrap your head around what these materials are and maybe the impact they would have on your sound. But I'm super impressed. Again, you can get these at Artisan Guitars in Nashville. Get them online. There's links at the Acoustic Tuesday Show. show.com site. Just click on episode 36. You'll see all the links to check out these picks there. So that's it, gentlemen. Another episode of Acoustic Tuesday is nearly in the books, but wait, we have to revisit our Guitar Geek trivia question because we got to figure out what the heck happened at the Grand Ole Opry. So what was the question? Well, the question was, when playing the Grand Ole Opry for the first time in 1949, who got called back for an unprecedented 6 encores? Was it Minnie Pearl? Was it Bill Monroe? Was it Ernest Tubb? Was it Hank Williams? Well, if you answered D, Hank Williams, you are absolutely correct. Hank's debut remains one of the most famous in the history of the Grand Ole Opry. Hank Williams took to the microphone for his debut on June 11th, 1949, electrifying a live audience at the Ryman Auditorium that called Williams out for 6 encores. The audience had to be begged not to call him out for more in order to allow the rest of the show to go on. What song did he play for the encore? Lovesick Blues, 6 times. 6 times. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome country music fact. Pretty awesome Guitar Geek fact. And all in all, a great way to end another awesome episode of Acoustic Tuesday. But first, let's take a sneak peek into next week. What can you expect next week on Acoustic Tuesday? Well, next week, I have an absolutely enormous announcement regarding the future of the Acoustic Tuesday show. It's a big announcement, and you're not going to want to miss it. I can assure you that. Also, we're going to get the full scoop on Taylor's V-Class bracing directly from Andy Powers, and I found a pick that just won't let go of my finger. So be sure to tune in next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. And I just want to thank you so much for taking time out to watch Acoustic Tuesday today. From all of us here at Acoustic Life Studios, thank you so much. And we'll see you next Tuesday at 10 for Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers.
Maybe I'm wrong to love it so much. It's bound to disappoint me like love does.